the behavioral gap, a term coined by the New York Times sketch artist and former financial planner Carl Richards. The behavioral gap describes the difference between the higher returns that investors might potentially earn and the lower returns they actually do earn because of their own behavior. This generally occurs due to emotional reactions causing shorter holding periods, which often results in buying at highs, euphoric moments, and selling at lows, moments of despair or extreme pessimism about the future. In his book, Enough, The True Measure of Money, Business, and Life, the investor and philanthropist John Bogle points out that in 1951, the average holding period for fund investors was about 16 years. Today, however, the holding period averages about 4 years or less. And to make matters worse, oftentimes fund investors don't trade very successfully. Why is this? It's usually because they are chasing good performance and abandoning ship at the first sign of bad performance. Thus, the returns investors actually walked away with, the asset-weighted returns, have trailed the annualized time-weighted returns reported by the funds themselves by a gap Bogle estimates at an astonishing 2.7% per year. The short-term investment mindset is not a recipe for success over a lifetime. It's generally understood in the finance world, over time, stocks, ownership interest in businesses, outperform bonds, loans to governments, businesses, or individuals, which in turn outperform cash. It follows that the biggest potential returns come from holding stocks. Evidence-based research has also shown that small company stocks outperform large company stocks, and that you can maximize your returns further by focusing on a value orientation, buying something cheap, and focusing on profitable businesses. This philosophy has been proven to work around the world, not all the time, granted, but with a high probability of success if these kinds of investments are held over the long term. But owing to our instant gratification culture, patience and long-term periods are no longer the norm. I've witnessed and documented that by taking shorter evaluation periods of about 3 years, investors routinely see their investments underperform by 1% to 6% annually over what they could have made holding the same assets for a decade. A number of academic studies have similarly estimated the cost of the behavioral gap. I've made it my personal goal to eliminate this gap from the portfolios of my clients, and my hope is that discussion can help avoid the pitfalls now for you, my readers, as much as possible. It's a shame that we don't learn basic financial literacy as part of our high school curricula. This means that most people learn to manage or mismanage their wealth through experience, which boils down to trial and error, leading to problems like the behavioral gap. That's why I decided to write this book, in hopes of making a positive dent in eliminating the gap and promoting better financial education. Whether you're an investor or future investor seeking to educate yourself about behavioral finance and make more informed financial decisions, or a fellow fiduciary seeking to help your clients avoid falling into the trap of the behavioral gap, this book is for you.